The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Northern Ireland Protocol and some of the positive noises coming out of the ongoing negotiations, can they sort it out before the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Belfast Agreement and avoid another Assembly election? We're joined now by former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern. Bertie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What do you make of the shape-throwing that's going on at the moment and, you know, noises about positive noises?
Yeah, I think it is a positive run since before Christmas. And if everybody means what they're saying, then this is doable. I think, in fairness to the European Union, they've been sitting around for 15 months since October of 21. Waiting to get real engagement with the UK government. Everyone knows the difficulties and the problems, but unfortunately, Marcus Kovic could not get the kind of dialogue that he wanted with the... In fact, he got no dialogue at all since last February. So at least now, if there's meaning, Minister Cleverly, Secretary of State Cleverly, seems to be prepared to give over the data that they have looked for over a year. And that will allow the European Union to make an assessment of what danger there is to the European Union internal market. I think we all understand what the DUP's problem is, that is the UK internal market. And it's a question of being able to back one into the other without doing probably damage on either side. The EU will not change the rule to the single market, but if they can find a credible solution, which I've always felt they could. There are problems. There, I'm not sure it's fundamental problems, but there are problems and there are difficulties with a number of areas. They did find solutions to medicines, and I think they can find solutions to some of the horticultural issues and some of the other issues too.
Now, I was listening to various representatives of the DUP, and they seem to be saying that their seven tests will still have to apply. Now, I'll read out for our listeners who may not be familiar with the seven tests. This was back in July they listed these. Fulfill Article 6 of the Act of Union, or I'll come back to that in a moment. Avoid any diversion of trade. Do not constitute a border in the Irish Sea. Give the people of Northern Ireland a say in making the laws which govern them. Result in no checks on goods going from Northern Ireland to GB or from GB to Northern Ireland and remaining in Northern Ireland. Ensure no new regulatory borders develop between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK. Preserve the letter and spirit of the Northern Ireland's constitutional guarantee in the Belfast Agreement by requiring consent from a majority of its citizens for any diminution of its status as part of the UK. Now, if they're serious about those seven, there will be no deal, certainly not from the DUP's point of view.
I think if I was dealing with that file today, Pat, what I would do, I would give a comprehensive reply to all seven issues. They're entitled to that. But some of those issues, like the Act of Union, has been amended several times. So if we're going to go back and rerun the Act of Union, which bit of it are we going to rerun?
Yeah. Let me read for our listeners Article 6 of the Act of Union. Now, this is going back to the year 1800. This is where the DUP are going. And it reads, the subjects of Great Britain and Ireland shall be on the same footing in respect of trade and navigation, and in all treaties with foreign powers, the subjects of Ireland shall have the same privileges as a British subject. But the first bit is the one. Shall be on the same footing in respect of trade and navigation. This is the bit that they think is, the ace up their sleeves.
Yeah, well, I don't necessarily agree, Pat. I think, listen, the Act of Union, time has moved on like a few hundred years. And I think there are explanations to be given of how things have moved since. And I don't think that's going to be the breaking point. But there is an issue. I mean, this is the issue. I've talked to many people in DUP over the last number of years. And their issue is this, for your listeners, to make it simple. They totally object to an item coming from Manchester into Belfast to be treated as if it's coming from one country to another. Because Northern Ireland today is still part of the United Kingdom. And so if we were to say something was coming from Cork to Dublin, we should have been opened up to all the farms. That's the issue. And that's the issue that has to be resolved. The EU's position, to make it simple, is that because Northern Ireland is still going to be in the single market, which they have the privileged position that there should be in the EU, then you have to have checks. So there is the two sides that have to be boxed off.
Are you saying that because already under the deal that was done post-Brexit, that Northern Ireland is in a privileged position with access to the single market, that therefore already Article 6 is null and void because clearly Northern Ireland is being treated in a more favourable way than Scotland, England and Wales in regard to the single market?
Well, that's the point. I think it must be 3 or 4 years ago I pointed this out the first time at a meeting in the North. And, you know, Northern Ireland can end up in this. And this is what I want to see them end up at. Northern Ireland will end up is that they will have the cross-border trade with the Republic. They will be part of the UK internal market. I think that's their part of the UK, so they should be. And they'll be part of the single market. I mean, the three-card trick rarely comes up, but it can for Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
And, you know, so now the other issues on that list, Matt, I think, you know, a number of them, they can be answered either comprehensively or they can be explained. And I for the life of me, I do not think that the tests, and there has to be a bit of compromise again, but for the life of me, I cannot see why these tests should stop the negotiations concluding.
Yeah, now one of the elements in their 7 tests, give the people of Northern Ireland a say in making the laws which govern them. And I heard Gavin Robinson, the DUP Assembly Member for East Belfast, going on about the democratic deficit and how the people of Northern Ireland, you know, don't have a say in the way this is being negotiated between Britain, the government in Westminster and the EU. Okay, so then you think back, well, if you look at Northern Ireland and Brexit, the majority of people in Northern Ireland didn't want Brexit. There was a democratic deficit there. You don't hear the DUP talking about that anytime.
You don't, but I suppose this is the argument that they should be making. I'm not sure it's always coherently made, quite frankly, but we get legislation here that's agreed by the Commission. It goes through the Parliament, sometimes on the nod, without much debate or without much argument. And it's imposed into our legislation. I'm sure, Pat, you've seen hundreds of these over the years. So what happens nowadays is here that there's a European Union scrutiny committee in Leinster House. That sole obligation is to go through these directives and give their opinions on them. Now, I think it should be possible that within the Assembly in the North that they have a similar type of committee that can look at this legislation. So I think that is the solution to that one.
Okay, so for the DUP, first of all, do you believe that these 7 tests are just a way of perhaps ultimately precipitating a new Assembly election because they didn't like the result of the last one?
I think back in the summer, people might have thought the idea of an election was a good idea on the DUP side. I don't think on any other side. I'm not sure the DUP hold that view. When it came up in November, there was going to be an election. There was fright on all stages. I was in Belfast that week, and I don't think anyone wanted an election. Like, the people in Northern Ireland want to get on with their health and their education service and their infrastructure issues like everywhere else. And I think the reason we're seeing a more mature debate and more action by the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, by Cleverly, by the new Prime Minister, is that everybody realises that these are issues have to be resolved. And an election will not resolve them. Election will only create the same old sectarian divides and the same old bitterness and hate that we're trying to get away from. So the last thing Northern Ireland needs, in my view, is an election.
Now, where do you believe this impetus is coming from in Rishi Sunak's government? I mean, is it because they have so many problems in terms of their own economy and inflation and potential recession and all the rest of it, that he really needs to rid himself of this headache.
Yeah, I think Rishi Sunak seems to be a breath of fresh air. I know he's has problems, but at least he's looking at things differently. And I think slowly with public opinion, Pat, I'm sure you've covered this, but you know, you can see the figures moving steadily up. And as more and more statistics and analysis come up of the period since 2016, the people in Britain are beginning to see that Brexit, which was really a vote about immigration and a few other issues, but mainly about immigration in the working areas and the labour areas, and that they now see it's not a good idea. Like the one striking figure that I saw in one of the analyses at Christmas was that if you take the period from 2016 to December last, that 25% less investment has gone into the UK than would have happened otherwise. Now, that's an enormous figure. It's a big country. Investment is huge to them, as it is to any country. But to lose a quarter of the investment is staggering. So I think Rishi Sunak, as a businessman and as a successful businessman, sees that arguing and fighting with the European Union and quite literally messing them around, as his predecessors did, you know, not having meetings, not giving data, is not the way of doing business. And he is taking a business person approach to this. Now, I have to caution that he has, and I'm before a committee in Westminster, I think, on the week after next. There is a right-wing group, and I know they'll turn up again to give me a lecture on Northern Ireland and all the things about it. But you know, they are a tough group, and they are on his back all the time, and they're still there.
Yeah, the ERG have not gone away. You know, that sort of thing. It looks though that there is a majority who now believe that Brexit was wrong, but you know, the political class can't really admit. Even the Labour Party can't go there. Because of, as you mentioned, the ERG and people like them will come down on them like a ton of bricks. Finally, talking sense to the DUP, I mean, they're normal, intelligent people, but they have their own political agenda. I was just wondering, this business of a democratic deficit, when Westminster is negotiating on behalf of the people of Northern Ireland, from a unionist point of view, they should be cheering. Because that seems to cement the union even more, that it's not Belfast or Dublin that's negotiating on their behalf. It's Westminster. So the logic is sometimes, I mean, it's confusing and confounding.
It is, Pat, but there's one bit I'd add into that. If I was in the British government, and I'd say this to them again in 10 days' time when I have an opportunity to talk to the Parliamentary Committee, they should use some of the Northern Ireland officials in those negotiations. They don't do that, which is beyond me. Why? Because the reality is that the officials in Northern Ireland understand the issues in Northern Ireland, the day-to-day issues and the political temperature, far better than UK officials. So I'm not saying they should replace the UK officials, but they should add to their team Northern Ireland officials in those discussions. And they haven't done that today, and I think they should.
Bertie Hearn, former Taoiseach, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.